Don't worry about it.
Did you try that cake?
No.
At Teddy's party?
Uh-uh.
God damn you.
Cake Boss, you flew it in from the East Coast. I love a rainbow cake. How can you not?
It is just delicious.
Who has the best lemon meringue cake?
Ugh.
It's my mom's birthday. It's her favorite.
Oh, I can't do lemon cakes. They
don't,
make me want to
Don't tell me why, because then I'll never
know. No,
do it
I
again.
Just got
she'll
the be, stomach flu.
She'll give me some
No,
weird
I was like nine and
comparison.
I got the, No, I got I was nine and I got the stomach flu, and that was the last thing I ate. A lemon poppy seed cake.
What about that coconut cake from the Valley? Have you ever gotten that?
It's, you know what, to be
I
honest
like
with
it.
You, the Tom Cruise cake?
Yeah, you think, what
Susie
should we call
Cakes
it?
Is better.
That's what I was going to say. She does a coconut cake?
Yeah, it's better than that one.
You like that one?
I find her
it's more
stuff
moist.
Really sweet.
No.
Too sweet.
Yeah, the celebration cake, yes. Way too much.
It's so sweet.
Her like three untapped gems, well, the red velvet she sells a lot, is really good.
Yeah.
The marble
yeah.
is amazing.
Yeah.
And I don't like a marble cake, and the coconut's by far the best one. I think she has a lemon one too.
Meringue or just cake?
Oh, a lemon meringue.
Oh,
that's
you had
a
lemon.
You had a lemon cake before you got sick?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I had a lemon poppy seed cake.
Oh, which by the way is bomb. Lemon meringue is my mom's favorite dessert. My mom's not like huge in dessert, but I mean,
just
and
go
that
on
like, fluffy
go on
marshmallow.
You know what you should do? Go on to Goldbelly and type that in, and it'll show like.
Yeah, no, and it's not a bad idea. I actually, I'm
because it's probably in the South.
Sometimes
Georgia's
with
gonna have the best
sometimes
one.
with Goldbelly, I'm like, I'm paying like triple, quadruple, gazillion to ship it, and it's like, I mean, we're in LA, we have pretty much everything here.
Yeah, you know but I mean? Goldbelly, you and shipping fees, I can't. there is something
no
on Goldbelly
fees at all costs. Yeah.
That the guy I work with bought just like as a thank you gift,
yeah.
And it was so. Fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
It's fried chicken ice cream.
Oh, you showed me.
It was so good.
They have that here. Someone here sells it.
Oh, really?
Yes. Because one of the boys had it at a friend's house. It was like.
Randomly like.
It's in like a fried chicken.
Yeah.
Like.
Randomly the kids be like, do you have the fried chicken ice
cream? Like a paper.
Like, no, I don't have it laying around.
Yeah. What is it? It looks like fried chicken, but it's ice cream inside mm-hmm. with chocolate and caramel or something.
The pretzel for the bone.
Yes.
So since we met last.
Yes. So much has happened. Oh my God. So much is about to happen.
We both have bed bugs.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
Samantha does it. Just me.
I find it weird that the minute you get a new mattress from someone, that you have bed bugs.
It was before that.
I don't know. Seems
that's why. That's
strange.
That's why I got the new mattress.
Oh, because you were getting bitten?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
so did the
why
new mattress
I got the
new get
mattress.
Infested?
No.
Okay.
I put a protective cover over it, a bed bug cover.
So did you, how do they get rid of them? They spray your whole house?
I sprayed. I did my own extermination.
How?
So I, well, first of all, the exterminator said, I found a live one. And I'm like, a live one? Like, or did he have friends? Like, how many bed pets do I have? And he was like, well, I found one live one. And I was like, did you get a picture? He was like, I couldn't. My hands were full. It's like, hopefully not full of bed bugs.
What were they full of?
He was like pulling back something with, and then the other
and
hand
like,
had
hi.
The flashlight. He's like, hey, little
carry
guy.
On.
And so anyway, he quoted me for extermination. It was going to be like $1,600 to exterminate. He's like, but don't worry. You don't need to throw anything out. And I was like, that's kind of gross not to throw. So anyway, I threw everything out.
What's everything? The mattress?
Everything in my bedroom. With the exception of the nightstands.
Bed frame?
Everything.
You threw away the bed frame?
Everything.
Was it upholstered? Oh.
Bed
oh, wow.
frame.
You just threw it away?
Box springs.
Wow.
Curtains. Blankets.
Okay.
Baskets. Ottomans. Everything. The only thing left in there were the lamps. The nightstands.
So was this your form of extermination? Or
yeah.
did you actually
So
like,
I did that. So
chemicals?
I did that. Then I vacuumed everything. I did this with Zay. And we... vacuumed the baseboards, like sucked the baseboards, even went in with a flosser and scraped. And then we filled up a spray bottle with just rubbing alcohol mm-hmm. and sprayed the fuck out of like every crack in
Is
the
Is that
room.
What they say to do? It kills them?
It's like a non-toxic.
I just understand where they come from. Where
so anyway,
come,
I, was talking to,
from?
I was talking to Halston and Frenchie about
yeah.
this morning.
Yeah, Frenchie.
Frenchie's had bed bugs like a dozen times.
What?
Because he tours. Right, no, French?
Not a dozen times.
Okay.
Is it because
many?
He has long hair?
Two, three times, maybe.
Oh. You know what? Why do you kill my narrative? It was better when it was a dozen.
Nobody believed that. Anyway. So
there's this TikTok trend that I recently saw about bed bugs.
Yeah.
Halston, I emailed it to you so that you can open it on your computer so that they can watch. But basically, to find bed bugs, you take like an iron, like a clothes iron, and then you iron the corner, and then the bed bugs are attracted to the heat, so they come up.
That's why they come and bite you at night, the heat.
Iron the corner of what?
Let's see it.
Okay, this is genius. Wait, she has bed bugs?
She's in a fucking hotel room, I can tell.
Yeah, she's in a hotel room.
Oh my.
Stop it.
Why isn't she taking the sheet off?
I don't think she needs
to. So you don't like crisp them up when they're coming up?
Oh, she's going to heat it.
Yeah.
Then remove the sheet and crisp see all her little.
I'm shook. But where do they come from? Is it like lice? Like, where does lice come from? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think they hop onto you. Okay, let's see. Oh God, I'm so scared. How small are they? Oh, I don't see shit. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. She's going to celebrate?
Okay, wait.
Now what is she doing?
Oh, so that's how you know if you have it. I'm going to do that at home. Is that how you know?
Apparently, that's like a trend going on.
What is she doing with that? Something else?
She's going to have a cocktail.
Wow.
That's a dick load of bed bugs.
And then what does she do? Leave that hotel?
What the fuck is she doing now?
I have no idea. It has 23 million on TikTok, so.
Okay, so.
All right, I'm doing that later. Just for fun. But where do they come from is what I don't understand. Like who, like where? It's like lice for your bed?
I think so. Do they have, well, the exterminator said they're traveling right now on backpacks. Backpacks, luggage.
They're traveling.
So like if you have a backpack at home and bed bugs in your carpet, they're going to jump onto your kid's backpack and then jump onto another backpack.
That's so gross.
And then they find your way to the master bedroom once they get home. They're like, show us the best.
I mean, so
bed.
Anyway, I did
show
all
us
this.
The best bed.
I did this and now I don't have any more bites.
That just really jarred me, Sandra. It was
but are you going to fucking die if you do that when you get home and see like three bugs? What will you do?
I don't know. Run?
Because you're cohabitating with like a pack full of rats right now.
What do you mean?
Do you still have your rats?
Oh.
We sound like hillbillies.
My rats. I cut a bunch of branches on the trees. So they're like not as, they were like so low to the rails of the deck.
Yeah.
And I know they can jump so far. These squirrels
these
can jump.
Rats
like,
and squirrels.
No, the squirrels, they were like in cahoots. Okay. And since I cut the branch, like, I don't know, like 3 feet higher from like the deck. And I swear to you, it's been like a 75-80% improvement. I haven't seen them. They're gone. They aren't messing with me. It's weird. Like I've sort of like made access a little bit harder and I feel like that's doing something, but maybe it's all in my head.
Fuck, but I wonder if you iron, if you're going to activate the troops.
Oh, I only got one rat. One death. Did I tell you?
That's good.
I'm waiting for more. There's like 10 traps.
No, let's not. Oh. I think it's the squirrels. I feel bad killing rats.
Because they're at the bottom of the food chain.
Yeah,
just
like, come on.
Can somebody throw me a little bit of
it's like kicking
crumbs?
Yeah, you can't do it.
Okay, yeah. So that chapter hopefully is over for now.
Fuck. So we're sleeping on the floor.
What about your new mattress?
It's on the floor.
Oh, because you have no frame.
We have nothing. So we've got baby bed. We have a twin size bed and a California king next to each other.
Did you throw away the rug?
Fuck yeah. Everything.
Did you actually see one?
Mm-mm. But we did find like black mold under the bed. Not black.
Wait,
mold.
Okay, you never actually saw one, but then
do you want to see what I saw?
How did you know that there were actually bed bugs then?
I don't fucking know. The guy, I'm trusting this guy.
Oh my God, what if she didn't even have them?
Whatever. It wasn't going to come with us anyway. That's why I was fine throwing it out because I was like, okay, and here's the catch too. He said after he exterminates for $1,700, after he exterminates, he's like, they can. It doesn't mean they're all killed. You have to wait like another 2 weeks and see. And I'm like, but if I throw out my stuff, he's like, well, it'll up your chances that like you'll probably get rid of them. I'm like, well, fuck it. I'm just going to throw out my shit and see how things are first. And if they're still biting, you know, then
okay,
I'll
show
go.
Me what you found. You know what? Actually, I did have an infestation of something because I live in like the Wild West, termites' wings. They came up like through like a vent or something. There was like a corner of them today. I should have taken a picture. This happens every few years. Do you ever see flying termites at your house?
All the time.
You do?
Not at the house, no, but I've seen them before.
Like, where have you seen them? At a bar?
At a bar.
Where?
Where did these bed bugs come from? Holliston, I'll text you.
You've never seen them in your house?
Well, you guys live in like a treehouse. It's a lot of wood.
It's true. Well, I mean, your house is wood too, I guess.
I guess everyone's.
I live in a treehouse. You're right.
Okay.
With
so,
that comes the perks of wildlife.
Here is the evidence.
So I just looked this up. It said bed bugs are descended from cave dwelling bugs that originally fed on bats. They are thought to have originated in Europe, the Middle East, or India, and spread across the world with humans. Bed bugs can get into your home in a number of ways: on people, on used items, in multiple unit buildings, from wild animals.
Gross. They don't travel on dogs. I found that out.
They can hitch a ride in luggage, purses, backpacks, or other items placed on soft or upholstered surfaces.
Makes me itch.
They can travel between rooms in multi-unit buildings such as apartment complexes and hotels.
They crawl through the walls. Halston, okay, so I just sent Halston all the findings in my room.
Okay.
Airdrop.
Oh, let's check
it out.
So
wait till you see this shit.
That's from you?
That's from the box spring.
Ew, that's bed bugs for sure.
You think?
Yes.
But that's actually not a bug. That's not a bug. That's actually their feces and blood.
Is that all?
Yeah. That was the mold I found.
What was that from?
I think just spilling stuff. That was a cocoon.
Ooh. What?
Yeah, that's the most questionable.
What is that?
We don't fucking know.
Wait, what do you mean?
I don't.
Where is that?
My nightstand.
Wait, stop it. Mm-hmm. What, the top drawer? Mm-hmm. Do you ever open it? Why?
I don't use it.
Wait, are those like caterpillars?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
No, I think they're not caterpillars.
Were they moving?
No, they weren't moving and they were very squishy. So I think they're a toy. There's rice in there though and hair. And then I found this.
This is so disturbing. Like, I'm not sure you're well.
That was questionable. That's when I was like, oh God, it makes me itch. I'm like, what am I looking at? I think that's a pumpkin seed.
I'm shook.
It's pretty bad. Aren't you glad I threw it all out?
I mean, you need to throw yourself out. This is disgusting.
Well, what? And so then I didn't want to bring in the new bed into that house. I'm going to wait until like set up my new bed in the new house.
Oh, your frame. But the mattress is going to go with you.
No, the mattress is not. The mattress will be thrown out when we move.
The one you just got? Mm-hmm. Okay, fine.
Did you get an avocado mattress?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, I bought a Helix.
Oh.
But you know what's so funny? We bought really cheap mattresses. Actually, I should take that back. I just found them on Amazon and they were reasonably priced. Like a twin was like $250 and a full was $500. Mm-hmm. They were for the kids' beds. And I'm like, they're young. They don't have back issues. Like, they'll be fine. They're the best mattresses. And like whenever anyone sleeps on it, they're like, that is the best.
Is it foam?
Memory foam.
Is it one of those ones that like expands once you open mm-hmm. it?
It's called Lucid.
Mm.
They're so comfortable. And so then now we're sleeping on a Tempur-Pedic and there's a Lucid twin next to me. Everyone fights over who sleeps on the Lucid. It is such a good mattress.
I'm still just disturbed. I don't know that I can get over the bed bug thing.
It sucks. It's kind of gross.
It's way more gross than my rat and termite infestation.
I don't know. Those are like, you could put those on leashes. Mine's done. Look at that. 10-inch queen, that looks $300.
Nice. Let's see how long it lasts.
I've had these?
Oh, a 10-year protection.
I've had these for a long time now.
I can't believe Bed Bath & Beyond is still like an entity.
Yeah, I'm still using my coupons.
All right. So this week is a big week. I finally have the bar mitzvah.
It's the bar.
I mean, I feel like I've been planning this like my whole life. 8 months, 9 months.
How many looks
of planning.
Do you have?
Two. And then I've been stress shopping. Like I have, like, I already have like three.
Nothing's good enough.
Yes. And this is the problem. I think the party dress just came last week and then I took it to the tailor because it's like so long. It could like fit a 7-foot human. And I think that's good because I haven't had a lot of time to like stare at it. I think even if you find the perfect dress too far in advance and you're staring at it every day, you're like, I'm so over that.
Same thing happens with wallpaper.
I'm so bored with that.
In love with it. And then you stare at it too long. You're like, I'm over it.
Yeah. But wallpaper is so different. Like looking at a swatch as opposed to like looking at a, like it comes to life once you put it up. But like anything, I think anything that you like
overanalyze. Can we see it since no one will see this until after?
What?
I just want to see what the dress looks like.
No, I'll show the looks once I'm like done and like,
can I see
hair
it?
And makeup. Yeah. I'll show you later.
Okay.
Anyway, I've been now, I have both looks locked in, but the last 2 days I've been like manically continuing to shop. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean like 10,000, I mean like psycho's amount of money that I'm just like, I'll buy that too, just in case none of it's come. It's all going to come. Like,
are you wearing that?
Probably like Friday before and I'll be like, ah!
That one that Dom said you looked beautiful in.
Which one?
The feathery muumuu.
Oh, he was like, he told me I look like my friend's, one of Luca's friend's moms. Yeah, I think I am actually.
To the service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Everyone I show it to, they're like, not that one for the service. It looks like a party dress. I'm like, no, it doesn't. It's up to here in white. No. And it just have like ostrich feather sleeves, like normal, like anyone would have.
Yeah, you got to cover your shoulders.
Yeah.
Does everyone know that? They're all Jewish, right? Even if you're Catholic,
I think it's tricky because, so we're not doing a morning service, we're doing an afternoon service. And so, whereas if you did a morning service, people would dress for the service and then go home and we'd dress for the party, right? So these people are going to come to the service and then go straight to the party. So there might be some shoulders, but it's a Reform temple, so it's fine.
Well.
No one's going to get like, I'm not offended.
No.
But and if anyone else is, oh well.
Yeah, I'm covering my shoulders. And then taking it all off.
Also, if you have a dress that your shoulder, I mean, just like put a little
shawl. Just put like a blazer over your shoulders. Yeah.
So I'm like ready. It's like the weirdest feeling to want something. It's like, I don't want it to be over. I want to just like it to be here and enjoy it and like revel in it. It's like, but I want it to be done, but I want to enjoy it. Like, do you know what I mean? It's the weirdest.
The worst is when you're halfway through the party and you're like, fuck, it's almost done.
It's the weirdest feeling. No, I'm going to be happy. I feel like all the moving parts are going to come together. And I also think that my goal is to have more fun at this party than I had at my own wedding, because at your own wedding, you're really hosting.
It sucks.
Like this, I'm like, yeah. I feel like this party, like, yes, I have friends there, I have family there, but it's for the kids. And I think that part of it is going to be a success, like regardless. And then I just want to enjoy and have fun. I don't want to go feel like I have to talk to everyone. I want everyone to just have their own fun, you know?
Do you have a ton of kids going? Like people bringing kids that aren't Luca's friends?
Not a ton, no.
That's good.
It's mostly like Luca's friends and then some of those families I'm also good friends with. And then family, you know?
So like if Luca's... Like if you invited, I wondered how this works. Like say I had a kid the same age as Luca and you invited me and that kid. Did you also invite siblings of that kid or just the kid?
Wait, ask me again. If I invited you.
Okay. For example.
Yeah.
When Dom has his bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
And you invite Ted.
Yeah.
Will Lola be invited?
Oh, well, because it's you. Yes. If you want to. But like.
But did you do that with do you do that with most families? Like, where do you cut off?
No. So, there's some families I just invited their older kid and there's a lot of kids coming without their parents.
Really?
Oh, yeah. All the kids from his class are coming. The parents aren't invited. No. It's like.
Oh, no way.
Oh, no. Just the kids.
So what do they do? Drop them at the temple?
So they'll drop them at the temple. I have like this crazy party bus taking them. And then, yeah. No.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No.
How many people?
Not like that. I think 170.
Jesus, Christopher.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I know.
I just need special attention.
You'll get special attention. I want to dance. I want everyone to dance.
All right. I'll bring the Molly. I'm just kidding. It's a bar mitzvah, people. Don't be so sensitive.
Yeah. So that's exciting. I'm like ready to be there and just like, I need to figure out what nail polish I'm wearing. I need to figure out my hair. I want to try the ponytail look, but I haven't had anyone to try it on me yet. So I'm like scared to like go with
that. Don't go with a new look.
Just down. Yeah. Maybe some extensions in, clip-ins.
Mm-hmm. Do your London look where you had the long straight blonde hair.
London. Mm-hmm. That wasn't London. That was
whatever.
Spain.
You know what I mean?
With the blue dress?
Yes. Just do that look.
I love that. Yeah. There's so many like things going through my head. We're going to do the horror. They put you on the chair.
Yeah.
Jerron's like, I'm not doing the horror. I'm like, yeah. He's like, that would take like 10 men. All the king's men and all the king's horses. Wait, so I was laughing today. So my mom's coming into town because she wants to. She's been chomping at the bit. When do you need me? When do you need me? Can I help? It's actually sweet. Like,
yeah.
I've so many friends and my mom obviously are like, can I do anything? Can I help? And you know, when you're in so deep with a project, you can't just be like, yeah, help.
Like, no, you can't. I know. It's a nice gesture, but I know what you mean.
You're like, no, thanks, but no, like, no, like, no.
You're so, like, I'll let you know if I need ice day off.
That's about the extent of it. So I'm letting her, she's coming tomorrow. I'm letting her come like early, you know, for the week. And I'm like, am I going to be regretting that? I don't think so. She's pretty chill. So she's coming tomorrow. Anyway, she keeps blowing me up. And I'm not answering any of my parents the last few weeks. I'm like, I'm so busy. I love you. I'll see you soon. Like, I can't small talk. I can't chat. Like, I don't have the space.
Yeah.
I don't have the space. And so she called me this morning and I was doing something. So I called her back and it went straight to voicemail. And I was just like dying because she still has a voicemail where it's like, you've reached 619-300-5-line, whatever, right? And I'm like, why do you need to repeat your number in your voicemail?
Yeah, we called.
Like, it's so like 1990. Like, what? Yeah, like, you've reached, yeah. And then you say the number and then like leave a message after the beep. You're like, I think I'm good. I think I know what to do. And by the way, who even leaves voicemails? I just hang up and I assume you'll see my missed call.
Now that they transcribe it, I have 3 missed calls from the same number. I'm wondering if it's my kids' school.
Anyway, I find it hilarious that people still leave voicemails like that. Do you think your parents have the same similar voicemail?
They don't.
What do they have?
The person you've reached is not available.
Oh, they didn't leave one?
No, my mom has, hello, this is Gigi Kreischer.
Does she tell you what to do?
Of course. Like,
leave a message when it beeps, then hang up.
Then hang up. Thank you. Anyway, my dad's a standard.
I just think it's so funny. It's just so funny to me.
Yeah. Hello, this is Gigi. Leave a message and I'll call you back. Thank you. It's like, oh, mom.
Mine should be like, leave a message and I might never listen to it. Bye.
If you need to get a hold of me, text me.
Or just like, I'll see your missed call.
What color is your dress for the party? Hot pink?
Gold.
Oh, okay.
Bitch.
I just always envisioned you in hot pink. Do you have a hot pink option?
No. Okay. I think Evelyn's going to wear hot pink. I just said that.
Oh, is that why? That's
yeah. I'm wearing gold. Head.
Yeah. That's rude. Evelyn, that's rude. I don't want you in hot pink.
Why?
I want you in nude.
No. There was a red one too that she liked. The hot pink is cute. I want color. I want everyone to wear color. This isn't like
I'm
a funeral.
I'm not a color person. I know, but I like black.
Guess who else is wearing black?
Yeah.
Lauren.
Of course she is. Great. I have to stand next to her.
I've seen the dress.
What does it look like?
It's really cute.
Is it?
I think
long?
Yeah.
Strapless?
Little shoulders.
Them taut little titties.
Show me your options.
Okay, so I have 4 options.
All right, give it to me.
The first one is...
Ooh, ostrich feathers?
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to hem it. This one I wore for the Emmys 2 years ago.
I can
but I'm
going to
take it
stuff
up
on the sleeves.
two inches or so.
Oh, God. Why is it long?
It's... You know, I think with a dress like this, it's got like that 60s feel where you want it to be shorter.
Are you going to do a pony with that?
If I do this?
Yeah.
That or a bun? Probably a pony, a bubble pony.
I feel like I might need to do a pony. Let me see.
You motherfucker. If we have matching ponies.
What? That would be sweet. It would be fitting. Yeah. I'm dead. This is cute.
That one's cute, right?
Yeah, make it mini.
Obviously.
Show me those little stems.
Yeah, it's going to be a mini.
And like high platforms?
I can't promise you that.
You
should
have
high platforms. But if you want people dancing all night, how the fuck do you expect us to be in high platforms?
A big platform so it's comfortable.
Okay. Well, find me one and I'll buy it.
You should see mine. They're crazy.
This is what Nicole chose last night. She came over. She's like, this is unlike you and that's why I like it.
Have you worn all of these to something else?
No.
Okay.
I've never worn this one.
See, I like to be a new look.
I've never worn this one. High neck, low back, silk. Silky.
Sexual.
It's very.
What'd you get it for?
I got this one for the Emmys this year. I never wore it because it felt a little too sexy.
I want sex.
Well, then this is the one.
Great. Let me see. There's no such thing as too sexy. Oh, yes. Oh, right? I love that. You know, I love a high neck.
I crush a high neck.
I just think a high neck is so sexy. I look so good in a high neck. It is so sexy.
So is this the one?
Well, is that, those are my two options?
Well, I don't want to wear the other two. The other two are like clutching my pearls.
Oh, God. No.
And Mike hates this one.
Why?
I don't know. He's like, you look like a PTA member.
Well, it looks kind of sexy. Looks too big for you, though.
It's full figured. It's a size 8.
Let me see this one. French Connection?
I don't know what that one is.
It's cute.
It's cute, right?
I feel like this is kind of va-va-voom.
Really?
It's not.
I love that one.
Huh? You really do?
Yeah.
Everyone hates it. You two are the first that I've met.
Like, they hate it on the hanger, they hate it on you.
I've never put it on for people. They're just like, ew, no.
I think it's really cute.
Really?
Maybe I need to see it on you.
Okay.
You'll try it on after this for me?
Yeah.
It's cute.
That one?
Okay. And then what else? Clutching my pearls just because there's pearl buttons.
This one I love. This one's one of my Zara favorites, but I haven't worn it anywhere official. Okay.
You haven't been photographed in it?
I have not been photographed in it. This one is not going to translate for you.
Yeah.
But it's a wraparound, just top, blazer.
Just a top, no pants?
Yeah.
What happens with the pants?
It's really low chest.
No, I don't like that.
Okay.
It's second or third for me.
Yeah. Second or third.
Uh-huh. I mean, I like the ostrich feathery ones, but I just think like, no, like I want sex, more sex than that. It's too shifty.
I think it's the high neck.
Okay, but I still want to see that on you. I feel like that's
fine.
That's very Marilyn.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll report back. We'll do like a whole episode about like, we'll show photos of you and me.
We should post the two options and people will vote.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. Wait, I have another question for you. Do you drink iced tea?
I try not to.
Why?
Because it stains your teeth.
Coffee does too.
Fuck it. I'm not drinking coffee all day though.
Oh, well, I drink it with a straw. So it goes bypasses the teeth.
Sure. Okay.
You don't drink iced tea. So you're not going
to
understand.
Do
you drink iced tea? Okay. Have you ever drank iced tea on an empty stomach and felt like so nauseous?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like psycho nauseous?
Yeah.
It's
the worst kind of nausea.
It's the weirdest thing. For the longest time, I'm like, is this just my like adverse reaction to tea? And I don't know if it's the same for like hot tea, but I only notice it when I drink like iced tea on an empty stomach, or if I'm starving and I get the iced tea before my food comes and I'm so nauseous. And no, there's a whole thing behind it because of the tannins. I guess the tannins in the tea have nothing. If you drink it on an empty stomach, they have nothing to cling to.
Ugh.
But it's weird because coffee doesn't do that at all. Like you could drink coffee on an empty stomach and never, and be fine. If you're prone to, you may not want to avoid drinking tea in the morning until you've had something to eat. The acidity, which is so weird because I'm like fine with acidity. Hmm. But the other day I was running errands, didn't have time to really eat anything. I grabbed an iced tea like mid-afternoon, was on my way to one of Luca's football games. And I was literally like trying to throw up in the car, like on the way there.
Ew.
No, because I was like so sick. I was like, oh my
That's
God, why
worst.
Did I do this? Why did
That's
I do this?
How were you trying to throw up with your fingers?
No, I was like, what can I throw up to? Like, what can I throw up in my car? Like,
were
so I'm not going to be, yes, on my way to this game, like in like Northridge or something. I'm like, what can I throw up? Every stoplight, I was like, but for the longest time, I thought it was just me. And then I'm like, this has to be a thing. It's totally a thing. Anyway. Matcha doesn't do it as bad. It's like black tea or like anything that's brewed. Yes.
I have a matcha every day, like in the morning on an empty stomach, and I don't get that.
Matcha doesn't do it to you.
I'm reading this like Reddit thread and someone said, if you add a bit of milk on the tea, it like lessens the astringency.
Yes. For sure.
You know why?
For
That's how the Irish people do it.
Well, it has something to cling to, I think.
Irish
like
tea.
There's stuff in it that's like, it's like, I mean, really.
I used to love that growing up, like a hot tea with some milk and sugar or honey. Oh my God.
I don't
so
think
good.
Like the herbal teas do it. Like,
no, I know my family drinks a lot of herbal teas.
Yeah, I don't think they do it.
It's like green and black tea for sure.
Ugh.
Anyways, PSA, everybody, PSA, watch out for iced tea on an empty stomach.
Well, I wonder if you add lemonade, if that helps.
Sure.
Yeah, Arnold Palmer does.
Because it has some other substance to cling to.
Cling to.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's my PSA for the day.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, okay. So we're going to have matching hair on Saturday.
Well, I don't know. Do you want to come over and do like a hair thing? So this was my plan. I was going to do... So the girl who does makeup also does hair. She's never done my hair. But so I was going to have my girl who does blowouts do my blowout on Friday. That way my hair is like blown out and good. And then if we could always try the pony thing without like committing to it. And or do some clip-ins and like style the clip-ins. But that way my baseline hair will be like done and good and like blown out nicely.
I have Kelly just doing both.
Well, fuck you. I told you last time I'm like, I'm gonna take Kelly back. Not for this event.
Not for this event. And a smoky eye.
But also, I really want to know truly like what you think will look the best. I'll show you the looks later and you can tell me. I don't know. I just want it to be something fun. But also really sexy hair down is, can't go wrong.
Classic.
I know. But I'm like, you know, I want to do something different.
Especially since your face is filled out now.
I sent you the showcase pictures of my it. Wedding hair, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know my face is filled out.
Oh God, I keep feeling stuff.
I did filler in my temples, which Sandra noticed because she loves me and adores me and notices every new thing about me. Literally my face, my left eye was like, I had like a black eye. Not like, it was like, because I didn't not drink the night before. So I don't know. I got really bruised. Duran didn't notice at all. He didn't notice anything. He didn't say anything. Why is your eye black? Like nothing. No. Of course, Dominic, my husband, was
did you
like,
see the thing?
Are you okay?
Dom, of course he did. Yeah. Did you see the thing I sent you? Il Michelage? The green. I'm kind of intrigued.
So Cotty last night sent me, so we had talked about
Il Maquillage
with Jenna Fisher when
what
she
are
was
you,
on.
Moonlight for them, Sandra?
Yeah,
Jesus.
She does. Il Maquillage. And they rave, they really... do a
just
hard
do
sell
Il
on their foundation.
Green.
Cotty sent me that last night that they have a green. Did Jenna respond?
No.
Like a green tone.
Yeah, bitch. Look
foundation. So what is it supposed to do?
Cotty? It neutralize all the redness in your skin.
So you do this.
So it's all you have to do. Look at that.
Oh, so you don't do anything on top.
No, you don't do anything on top.
And are there different
it
tones
can
of
be
the green?
A primer. No, green is green.
Wait, let's get it. Let's see. Go up. Can you go up? Power right. Camo Redness Defense.
Yep.
Age and Redness Control Soothing Primer Treatment. It's I think they're saying as a primer. Okay. Power Camo is your secret weapon to neutralize redness and combat signs of aging skin. A blend of green pigments and natural anti-inflammatory ingredients promote calmer, smoother, more even-toned looking skin that's beautifully prepped for makeup with continued use for... Whoa. I mean, what are we doing?
Do you use a primer?
No.
My dermatologist always told me it's like the worst thing you could put on your skin.
Clogs your... Whoa. Yeah.
Jesus.
Lord. Clogs your...
Now, let's see how this works. What? Shut the fuck up.
Wow.
Holy shit. What?
Wait, is that without anything?
Yes. That's just with the green.
We're ordering this. We're ordering this right now. I don't like I don't even think makeup artists all use primers.
No one does.
I don't love a primer. It feels like everything on top of it is like slicked and like, do you know what I mean? It doesn't feel like the makeup's actually sitting on your skin.
Yeah.
I don't like a primer.
Dr. Jart also has a similar product.
I've tried it.
I don't like that one.
I don't like it.
A green?
Yeah.
It's like in a pot.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be like the holy grail of this green product.
Why don't you like it?
My makeup didn't go well on top of it.
It's did it look good without makeup?
No.
Well, you have beautiful skin.
Thank you.
You really do. Yeah.
But like your skin should be able to just do that primer and be done.
And be fine.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like mine, not so much.
You have bad skin.
I have like red. My face just gets red like crazy.
Really?
Like on my cheeks.
Yeah.
It's just red.
Oh.
And then my forehead is just red too.
Like naturally all the time?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, same. And I hate it when people see you without makeup. They're like, are you okay? You look really red. I'm like, fuck
or like
off.
When I get flushed and they're like, oh my God, you're turning red. And I'm like, I know.
I used to get beet red when I would exercise. I don't anymore.
That's a sign of good blood pressure.
When you got beet red? Mm-hmm. I have great blood pressure.
So do I. 106 over 70, no big deal.
What? You know it?
106 over 70. Yeah. That was fucking low. I remembered that one. Okay, let's buy this.
Okay, we're going to buy that. Primer I'm not a fan of. You know what I am a fan of is the dermaplaning. I feel like if you dermaplane with like, or have someone do it to you with like the razor every, I don't know, month or two, your makeup goes on so much better. The products go on so much better. Yeah.
That's a dermaplaning horror story right there.
Have you ever done this?
Yeah. You did it to me, remember?
Oh, yeah. So fascinating. So fun.
Yeah. It's just, your face just feels like a wet seal for like 2 or 3 days.
I love it. It looks amazing too. Out. Do you do it?
My mom waxes my face. So like everything, the dead skin and everything just comes off.
Ugh. I love that.
Really?
I love that your mom does nails and like beauty things and wax. Like I know, I wish like I had that resource.
That's available. You don't to me. Like let her wax you, do you?
Like where?
Bikini.
No.
Okay, that's weird.
Why is that weird?
I don't know.
I have boundaries with my mom.
Yeah, right? You don't need your mom up in there.
She's seen your vagina before.
Oh, you should have your mom do it.
I would, by the way. My mom's done my Botox before. What, did I tell you guys this story? She's like certified. She's a nurse. But like one time, I think she put too much in and like froze my like one side of my brow and it was like flat for like 2 months.
No.
I was like, never again, mom. She really dosed me hard.
Maybe I should dermaplane this week.
Yeah. I'm going to get microcurrented on Friday.
Jesus Christopher.
Have you ever done that? Microcurrent?
No, I've seen them though.
So it's just like a, like it's, have you, it like kind of vibrates. Have you ever done it? It's literally, no, this is like a facialist does this to you. It only really lasts for like 24, 48 hours. It looks amazing though. Like, can you Google microcurrent before and after? It lifts your face like for an event. It's crazy. Look at that. Look how lifted. But it doesn't last that long. So basically what it is, it's like, it's imagine like they compare it to if you did sit-ups, right? So if you do sit-ups like, you know, you do sit-ups every day for a week, right? Your abs are going to be tight, but you have to continue doing the sit-ups to keep your abs ripped. So this is the same thing where it's like training your muscles, like toning the muscles. But it would, if you really wanted to maintain it, you have to do it all the time. So I think it's kind of fun for like a red carpet. You should do it
when
before
you
your next
it?
Event. Friday morning.
Oh.
There's no like redness. It doesn't like look weird or whatever. My facialist was like, come, we're going to like glow you up. I'm like, fuck yeah, we are. I've got a whole week of like, I have like hair tomorrow.
You're getting color?
Tan Wednesday, because I don't want to be too tan. I'm doing tan like 3 days in advance.
Who's doing your tan?
This girl, Emily, she comes to my house.
Oh.
How do you feel about me tanning? I feel like if I tan Wednesday, I'll look just like sun-kissed by Saturday.
I mean,
I don't want to look too tan. I feel like the last few times I've gotten a tan for an event, I'm like a little orange, a little dry, a little too tan.
I'm doing it Thursday.
Should I not tan at all?
Do you exfoliate before you tan?
Oh, fuck that.
Sometimes, but I just feel like maybe I just leave it on too long. Maybe I just need to take it off sooner.
I also think you maybe not exfoliate, so that way the dead skin cells will come off quicker.
Yeah.
So you're not too dark.
Yeah, I don't want to be dark.
I've got to call my girl.
Are you getting tan?
Yeah. Well, now that I'm showing my entire body.
How many days in advance should I do it? I don't want to be too tan.
Thursday.
Thursday? All right. Questionable.
Wednesday, it's like...
Okay. And what are my nails doing? I have a gold, I have a white dress and a gold dress.
Are you putting claws on?
Yeah.
Obby.
Fuck yeah. Claw me up. Funny bunny?
I mean, no, gross.
Okay. What about that like really cool like...
No.
What?
What you've been doing? The iridescent?
Sherry knew what I was going to
ask. I was
going to
suggest that too.
No. Why?
Because.
Right?
Let's be different. You just...
Sandra and I are so simpatico.
No.
What?
No.
Okay,
no.
Fine. I know. I do feel like I've been doing... Okay, so
you've
fine.
Been doing the same shit.
So what am I doing? What am I doing?
Do something you've never done. Like...
Such as?
Like a neutral classic color. Like sophisticated.
Like a baby pink?
No.
Like
no,
what?
We're not 22.
What are we
like,
doing?
Do like a nude color.
The problem is that makes me look dead. She's like, you're right. It does. It's like, it will make me look like dead hands.
And you don't want like a burgundy, like a Merlot?
That's funny. That's what someone else said to me.
That's kind of timeless. I'm thinking of timeless. You don't want like iridescent nails. You don't want fucking Funny Bunny. I did Funny Bunny for my wedding and I hated it.
Well, I love Funny Bunny, but okay.
I like a good bubble bath color.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like a nudie pink.
Because
yeah.
A nudie looks pink, good. Just not bubble bath.
No, yeah.
I'm thinking something
in that vein, though.
Yeah,
I think that could be really beautiful.
Yeah, that's okay. But like maybe put it neutral or like.
But it has to be pink enough. Otherwise, I look dead.
Fair.
In fact, who do those neutrals look good on?
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on, rewind. Who? Love is in the bear. That's your color.
Can we Google Love is in the bear?
Love OPI? Is in the bear. OPI. Do Love is in the bear or Don't Bossa Nova Me Around.
I hate Don't Bossa Nova Me Around.
No, it's not like that. It's more sheer on me.
Okay.
Do something timeless though.
So you're thinking like something like that or like a burgundy.
Like that's what burgundy. It looks like with the darker hand holding the bottle. It's like a sheer muted pink.
Has to be sheer. Some of these that are too opaque, it's all wrong. It does not look good on anyone. Some of these colors don't look good on anyone. This is what I'm saying. So not like a crazy blue or like a green or like nothing wild.
No. If you're going to go wild, go with like a dark.
I really love my hologram beetle color.
For the white dress?
Yeah.
I think for fall, cherry mocha is a really good color.
Ooh, is that the brownish?
D&D gel.
Cherry mocha? Have you seen it? Look at her. She doesn't like the sound of it.
Because I'm expecting like a brownish red. Oh, that one's pretty.
Cherry mocha, please.
D&D. Oh, that's pretty.
Oh.
That's pretty.
It's a little more purple than like a wicked.
I like that actually. I like that.
Huh. Okay.
I just did Berry Blitz. It was a good one. I like that one.
See, Sandra has good ideas. You already just knocked her down before you even saw it.
Because I was expecting like a muddy brown burgundy. Ew, that's not the color
disgusting.
I did. No, that's not the one. I'm going to do cherry brown.
Are you a stripper? You're going to do... Oh, you're taking it?
Yeah.
Look at her. She's taking all of your ideas.
I'm going to do cherry brown.
What about me now?
You can do it too.
Oh.
We're not going to get any hand photos together.
I love that with the gold. For me, I don't know that I love it with the white.
No, I love it. No, I like
no.
it.
No.
I think you should stick with like a neutral pale nude.
It's going to have to be pinkish because I think.
What about this color? I have a color for you. I have a color. Stay still. Stay still.
I'm still.
Ready? What the fuck? Oh, Russian.
Oh, is this your Russian manicure? I'm not going there.
No, I am aware you're not going there. I'm saying.
Have you been back there?
No, I haven't. I thought about it.
What is it called?
That's nice. What is it called?
It's beautiful.
What is it?
It's a Lisa Kahn color.
Who's Lisa Kahn?
I'll buy it for you right now.
And how
now.
Am I going to get it in time?
I don't know, but it's the most
Look at this.
Beautiful color. Uh-uh.
Why?
No, Kermit the Frog? No, thank you.
What are you talking about?
No.
Why Kermit the Frog?
Mm-mm. No, I don't like that.
Why? Mm-mm. Why?
Because it looks like an umbilical cord. I don't like it.
Everything looks like a fallopian tube or an umbilical cord.
I'm sorry, you didn't respond to that.
I know.
Is that the weirdest shit you've ever seen?
Yes, but like, I was like, I can't even get into this right now because it's like, these are the things.
I saw a chick on Instagram the other night and she's lost so much weight.
Last night, to be exact.
Her neck had like fallopian tubes.
Oh, why? She lost a lot of weight?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because I follow her.
Oh, okay.
Literally, little fallopian tubes coming from her.
I'll text.
Yeah,
text. Or should I text? I'll text the
group.
Well,
we can't show it, but.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because then we're putting her on blast with her fallopian tube neck.
Fine. Never mind.
But like, I've never seen anything like it. Now, granted, I ate a gummy, so I didn't know if I was overanalyzing
you
it.
You were.
But I was like, what the fuck's wrong with her neck?
You were overanalyzing. Yeah, you were like, I'm stoned, you guys. We were like, Annie like threw you a bone. I'm like, I'm not responding to this. I am not responding.
Okay, right. Mocha brown.
Cherry mocha.
Whatever, dude. I'll text you.
Schindler brown.
Schindler
I would
brown.
Just use the paint I brought. Paint your nails Awful. With that. A lot of people are doing brown right now. Do you notice that like everything... What do you guys think of the brown trend and like the burgundy trend right now? It's like that ox blood.
I love it.
Ox blood and the burgundy.
I just don't
brown.
Have the balls to do it.
I just wonder, I like it too. And I'm not really, I don't really buy those colors, but it looks so rich and
so
delicious. But I wonder, are we going to hate it in?
Who cares? Just paint.
Are we going to hate it in like a month? No. Clothes wise.
Oh.
But it's with the polish too. I mean, it's like a trend, I think, across the board.
Yeah.
Bags, shoes, coats, yeah, no, everything.
I don't know.
I think it looks amazing, but I'm like, will you wear that? Will you continue to wear that color next year?
No.
I don't know.
No.
I don't think so.
Both those colors don't look good on me. Burgundy does.
I was going to say burgundy does.
Burgundy looks bomb on
yeah,
me.
Yeah, brown looks like horrible.
No.
I don't know. I'm into it though. I just got a brown sweater. You know, my grandma Betty, her favorite color is brown. It's been her favorite color.
So weird.
Her favorite color has been brown since I was like 6 years old. Ugh. She's really like owned brown. It was bizarre.
It's an odd. Mine's black. I love black.
You are a dark soul.
I love black. Hence all my selections.
I mean, black is flattering.
Black's bomb.
Black. It's just like boring though.
Is it weird to paint your fireplace black?
No, not at all.
I'm thinking about doing that in the new house.
You need to do something. You can't have like a white asylum right? home. Yeah.
Is it going to look weird?
Well, you'll have to like
the
mix
inside
in the
of it is black.
I love black. I just painted my whole house black.
What? Where?
I mean, all the trim.
Where? I didn't see this.
All the trim that was gray. You know, my house was gray. And white.
Oh, the outside.
Yeah.
They were talking about inside. I was like, holy shit, you did all your baseboards
black? I don't really have walls. I just have like windows.
Glass, yeah.
And termites.
That fly.
I actually think black inside would be amazing too. I love black. But it does show everything. On a fireplace, you're fine.
Hey, can we Google pale oak walls with black fireplace and see if anything comes up?
Pale oak walls?
I mean,
where is their pale oak? That sounds amazing, actually. Yes. Yes, queen, do it. I like the
beams.
Is it brick?
Kind of look good.
Is it
brick? Yeah.
Look at the brick one.
Yeah.
That's going to look so good. Sexy.
20 black brick fire.
Look, there's like one real leftover brick they didn't paint.
Why did they do that?
I don't know, but yes.
That looks so good. All right, I'm going to do that. Right now, it's like white lacquered and it's like, ugh.
Just ready for this party to get underway.
Picks to follow.
Picks to follow. Don't worry about it.